Dyess Branch Broadcast, a one-hour prophecy program on the American Voice Radio Network, featuring Pastor Dan of the Dyess Branch Ministry. And now, here's Pastor Dan.
Greetings, saints, and welcome to the Dyess Branch Prophecy Hour, broadcasting live from the Flint Hills of Kansas, and we're on the American Voice Radio Network.
Today's date is February 4th, 2021.
Greetings, saints. Welcome to the Dyess Branch Prophecy Hour. We are broadcasting live from the Flint Hills. Oh, we already did this part.
Now, you know it's time for to start the program.
Okay.
Well, how many years we did this?
I don't know, but I had a brain thing because my wife distracted me, and I'm looking at a new board. But saints, the world is in turmoil. Most just don't realize it, but we are in that time of the end, and that's the time before Messiah's glorious return. So it's time to get out of sin, the world, and look to the holy city. Look to the one who suffered and died for you. Hear the sound of the shofar. Heed the warning. Get right now before it's too late. Excuse me. Please make the choice for Yeshua tonight. If you need help after the program, call me. I'll pray for you or with you. If you get the machine, please leave your name, number, and prayer request and or message. The phone number, of course, is
620-878-4682. That's 620-878-4682. If you have an emergency, text Dan. Let him know you're going to call him at 316-619-4886. 316-619-4886. You can always find the breaking news updates about the Wichita Mission Church and the radio program archives. And that's all on our ministry hub, which is prophecyhour.com. That's prophecyhour.com.
Yeah, and all our contact information is over there also. Folks, we are a national satellite radio program, which is simulcast live on international YouTube, some that thing. So pray about supporting airtime.
And let's thank our listener base in worldwide places like Sydney, Australia, Hyderabad, India, Westminster, London, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, Oakland, California, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and this week, Wichita, Kansas is the largest group of listeners that listen to the podcast when it posts later tonight.
All right. Amen. So, folks, if you're out there someplace, of course you are, you're listening, pray about supporting airtime. But beyond that, send us an email to radio@messiahsbranch.org or text to my phone at 316-619-4886. Let us know where you're hailing from, especially if you haven't mentioned your city before. If you want, you can also tell us how you listen to us, whether it's on satellite, whether it's on FM, whether it's at the podcast, where do you listen live? We'd like to know. So follow us and share us at Twitter. That's Pastor Dan Catlin at Brent77. And now a prayer, and we'll get on with the program. Your Heavenly Father, in Yeshua HaMashiach's name I pray. Father, I pray radio tonight goes according to your will, not ours. And please give everyone out there it ears in which to hear and understand the truth. So please, Father Yahweh, bless this program tonight in your son Yeshua HaMashiach's mighty name. Amen and amen. And we'll have our song before we go in.
The bush was burning with the flame by the power of God's glory, standing on holy ground. Yeah, he had to humble down and take his sandals off as he was standing on holy ground. Daniel in the lion's den, he trusted in God's word. Those hungry lions' mouths were shut, and not a hair on Daniel was hurt, and he was standing on holy ground. Yeah, he had to humble down, he was standing. like Abednego, into the furnace they were tossed. When the king looked in, there were four, not three, but they had their sandals off and they were standing on holy ground. Yeah, they had to humble down. They were standing, standing on holy ground. David told Goliath, "You come with sword and shield, but I, in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, he was standing on holy ground." Yeah, he had to humble down, 'cause he was standing, standing on holy ground. Holy ground, holy ground. They were standing, standing on holy ground. Are you standing, standing on holy ground?
Well, you're perfectly are, because you need to be with what's coming to this planet and what's coming to this country. But first off, just a little bit of other things. Now, you know, for the last couple of weeks, actually the last 1, 2, 3 weeks in a row, we had computer problems.
Yeah.
But it never happened when it was just you and I.
No, it was a 7 o'clock program.
Yeah, it was a 7 o'clock program, and that's part of the reason I'm skeptical of the whole thing in a sense. But for the record, supporters came through, and you know, but we had this board. We bought this board about a year ago, but we didn't use it. Point is we've got a new board. I reloaded the computer and we did a couple other things. We have brand new headphones, but we do have, if there is a problem though, it could be in the computer. We have a new computer coming on the way thanks to supporters. I think it'll be here Monday or Tuesday or something like that, next week. Also, we have some, new routers coming, and basically everything will be new. But the strange thing, folks, was when, they couldn't hear me last week, the computer, we have a radio computer and a main computer. The radio computer, they couldn't hear me. They couldn't hear me talk. The previous 2 weeks before that, we couldn't hear them. Now, then they couldn't hear me. All right. So having said that, then we looked at the Skype that we're using, and that's what we're talking on right now. The Skype, if you hit it, it was like it went in slow motion. You'd click it, and it'd take about 20 seconds or something for it to react. It was really, really, really strange. We just think, well, the computer, something was wrong with computer internet. No, we have a total of three computers running while we're doing radio. The other two computers were running fine, wasn't the internet. And also, here's what's real funny, is everything in that computer, you know, like the clock and other things that I had running, were working perfectly fine and responding like they were supposed to. The only thing that wasn't responding was Skype. I changed the Skype software, and I also changed the Skype password, because really, I think in the heart of the matter, I think I've been being hacked.
Yeah, I think so too. That's what I felt last week.
Right, and then so...
Well, you'll find out tonight, won't you?
Well, I didn't invite a guest on. I guess I did invite a guest on. His name, I don't know, you might have heard of him. His name's Frank Stefan or something.
Oh,
like
no,
that.
He's the 7 o'clock program.
Right.
I think I know him.
Yeah, but for some reason, I don't think even if it was still broken, it would affect him, because because technically Frank would be, is the radio station. That would mean two parties. And so right now, Frank, the radio station's on.
Right.
Frank can butt in any time. So it's never happened, you know, in that sequence. It's when there's a third party brought in. But I still think that, I think it could be hacked. But we'll find out the week after next, and we'll try it out on Pastor Carl Gallup, because Pastor Carl's going to be here then Thursday afterwards, you know, because he is here the second Thursday every month. And the reason the second Thursday, because you used to go
to the food bank until we had our China virus.
Right. Okay. Anyway, so moving right along. Folks, as I said, there's some really, really bad trouble coming to this country, and you should expect it. people are still looking, believe it or not, the people are still looking for a way out. And in fact, there's been a couple of people starting to, okay. Oh, I was just looking at what he had to say. But anyway, people are still looking
for Trump to come save them.
Yeah, for Trump to come save them, and it's not going to happen. I don't believe it could happen. I just don't see how. I just don't believe that's real reality right now. But anyway, so we should know that things are going to come, and that's what you need to be getting prepared for. You need to be getting prepared to go through some really bad trouble, and that's where your heart should be at, is preparing yourself for the worst. And if the Father wants to save us out of this trouble, then amen, he will. But you should be prepared for where it's going. And I believe that war will come to this country. I mean, people are getting fed up with everything, and we're going to go through some of those amendments in a minute. But this bill is the one that I think can set everybody off to start doing it. And I always said it will happen when they come for the guns. H.R. 127. A new bill in Congress would literally end your Second Amendment rights permanently. And this was written February 1st by Michael Snyder. Go ahead.
Okay. An amendment will still be in the U.S. Constitution, but for all practical purposes, the rights that it is supposed to guarantee will be dead and gone. H.R. 127 was submitted on January 4th, and if you have not read it yet, you can find the full text right here. It contains a lot of technical language, and so it is. In the article, I am going to try to break down what it means very simply. Now that the Democrats control the White House, the Senate, and the House of Representatives, there's going to be a major push to ram through some form of gun control legislation. H.R. 127 establishes a federal firearms registration system that will be accessible by federal, state, and local governments, including the military, even the general public. The system will track the make and model and serial number of all firearms, their owners, the dates they were acquired, and where they are being stored. So if your neighbor, a coworker, or someone that just wanted to rob your home wanted to know how you were armed, all they'd have to do is look it up on the firearms registration system.
Stop.
Wow.
That means anybody can go look at, we go get it and look it up.
This
and,
is where they got the gun.
And say, oh, okay, well, he's got two really nice rifles. Let's wear their gun. We'll never break in. Let's get them right there, or blah, blah, blah. That's just craziness. But they want to make it to discourage you from having guns, period. So they're going to make it as hard as they can.
And the bill would also apply retroactively. Within 3 months, you would have to report to the government where you bought all of your guns, when they were purchased, and where they are currently being stored. Needless to say, if the government knows where all your guns are being stored, it would make it that much easier to grab them from you at some future date. H.R. 127 would also require all gun owners to be federally licensed. That would mean that owning a gun would no longer be a right. Instead, that would be reduced to a privilege that the government would take away at any time. According to the bill, the licensing procedure would include a psychological evaluation.
Stop. Now, this is getting really crazy. Where do you hear all this, folks? A psychological evaluation. That means you got to go to the psychiatrist. We'll let her read it, and then we'll talk about it.
Yeah. The licensing requirement mandates that the license application undergoes a criminal background check and then submits to a psychological evaluation to determine whether the person is psychologically unsuited to possess a firearm. Successfully licensed must show they have an insurance policy, which will cost $800.
And okay, and one I read said it would be $800. The license would actually cost. They were talking about also adding a tax if it was an AR-15 to $200 for every AR-15 that you have. Go ahead.
According to the bill, spouses and other family members would be interviewed as well.
Okay. Now, so first off, what if spouses and other family members? Well, what if you're single? There's that question. So you got to have somebody come in and vouch for you. What if they, this leaves it open that if somebody is just mad at you and you don't even know it, they go, well, maybe you don't know what your son or your daughter or maybe even your husband or wife thinks about you. And who's going to, no, man, he's nuts. I don't think he ought to own a gun. That'd be enough. And you'd have to turn in your gun. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, for the psychological evaluation, a licensed psychologist will interview individuals, spouses, and at least two other family members or associates to further determine the state of the mental, emotional, and relational stability of the individual in relaxation to firearms. Licenses will be denied to individuals hospitalized for issues such as depressive episodes. No duration for a license. Disability is specified. Oh, no duration for licensed disability is specified.
In other words, it's permanent. They can leave it for as long as they want.
And it does not matter whether the individual has sought help voluntarily. The goal, of course, is to make owning guns as difficult as possible. Democrats figure that if they can put up as many barriers to gun ownership as possible, a lot less people will end up owning them. Do they not know that criminals don't even have licensed guns anyway? They buy them on the black market with no serial numbers on them, so they're not going to stop.
Right.
They're idiots.
Well, they're not idiots. They're not after the illegal people. Don't you get? They're not.
They want the illegals to have the guns. They want. You don't want the law-abiding citizens to be able to protect themselves.
That's the point. And because it's the law, but it isn't the illegal people they're worried about. It's the legal people. They're worried. Just like now, they're going to put a permanent fence around the Capitol and such. They're worried about the people rising up to stop them from doing the very things that
they're doing
right now. That's what they're worried about. That's what all gun confiscation is about. You know, Hitler killed millions of people, but not after he took the guns first. You know, that's been the consistency with all communists and dictators. They take the guns away from the people first, and then the people don't have the ability to rise up and stop them. And so that's what they're after. It has nothing to do with criminals. Not a darn thing. It has nothing to do with criminals, except make them get it, you know, get away. But, folks, you know, you have to know that things are coming bad. We keep praying for Yeshua to return, but believe it or not, folks, you know, you're not getting out of here until there's going to be tribulation. Listen to this. And this is Matthew, and I'm just going to read a little bit of it. And Yeshua went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came for him to show him the buildings of the temple. And Yeshua said unto them, see ye not these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be one stone left upon another that shall not be thrown down. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately, saying, tell us, when will these things be? What shall be the sign of thy coming and the end of the world? And Yeshua answered them and said, take heed that no man deceive you, for many shall rise in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. We see that all the time, right now. And you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, and you be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass. But the end is not yet. We are hearing these things, that wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation. And nation doesn't necessarily mean separate countries. If you actually look into it, it's talking about nationalities and different ethnics. You know, it can be black, you know, Africans against, you know, Americans. You know, we're talking about nationalities. Right now, you're seeing that kind of racial, and that's what we're talking about, different races, nation against nation. If you go into the wording of the Bible, and it was pointed out by Joel Richardson, and I checked it out, it really means, races is what it means. And you're already seeing race wars. That's what's going on right now. So, anyway, so you hear of wars and rumors, nations shall rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom, and famines, pestilence, earthquakes in different places. Okay, that's all going on. But these are just the beginning of the sorrows. Then they shall deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you, and you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And they shall be, many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. Is that not going on right now?
Yep.
And as far as going back where it says they shall be afflicted right now, that's what they're trying to do to Christianity. It's going to happen, and it is happening. Come on, they shut the churches down. Many false prophets shall rise and deceive many. How many of you are out there right now being deceived by listening to false prophets that are spinning things that didn't come true, but you're still listening to them?
That number 10's right on spot going on.
Okay,
right
well,
now.
And many shall be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. Of course it is. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold.
Yep.
Look at all the hate out there. But he that shall endure to the end, the same shall be saved. And the gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto the nations. Anyway, and then shall the end come. And there's more to this, but I don't have even time before break. But the point is we should, Yeshua is telling his disciples, they ask him, why would he deceive them? They said, well, hey, when are you coming back? What's going to happen? He told them. He didn't deceive them. He didn't talk in a parable to them. He played it to them straight. And I'm playing it to you straight tonight. You need to expect trouble. You need to get ready for that trouble. And that's what it's all about. You better get ready. Prepare for the worst. And if better things come, amen. But how many of you are getting right with the Father? How many of you are out there helping your neighbors? How many of you out there are sharing the gospel of Yeshua HaMashiach? Answer that question. You need to be about your Father's business, and that's absolute. And that's sharing the gospel and doing his work. Anyway, tell them where they can find us and all that things, and we'll go to break.
You can find all of our contact information, all the radio archives, all the mission updates, and everything at prophecyhour.com. That's prophecyhour.com. We'll be back in 4 minutes.
Don't go away. Pastor Dan will be right back.
Fire on the mountain, Moses went to see. The bush was burning with the flame by the power of God's glory, standing on holy ground. Yeah, he had to humble down, take his sandals off as he was standing on holy ground. Daniel in the lion's den, he trusted in God's word. Those hungry lions' mouths were shut, not a hair on Daniel was hurt, and he was standing on holy ground. Yeah, he had to humble down. He was standing, standing on holy ground. Holy ground. Holy ground. They were standing. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, into the furnace they were tossed. When the king looked in, there were four, not three, but they had their sandals off and they were standing on holy ground. Yeah, they had to humble down. They were standing, standing on holy ground. David told Goliath, you come with sword and shield. But I am the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel. He was standing on holy ground. Yeah, he had to humble down. He was standing, standing on holy ground. Holy ground. Holy ground. They were standing. Standing on holy ground. Are you standing, standing on holy ground?
Venerable Bede was an Anglo-Saxon theologian who lived in the late 7th and early 8th century. He devoted himself to the study of Scripture at a very young age, learning Greek, Hebrew, and Latin. The writings of Bede provide important information as to the traditions of Easter in the Anglo-Saxon Church. In 664 AD, the Synod of Whitby was held in the Kingdom of Northumbria. The principal discussion of the Synod was centered around the question as to the timing of the celebration of Easter. Should it be reckoned according to Celtic tradition or by Roman tradition? The decision of the Synod was in favor of Rome, which brought England more in line with the Roman Church in Europe. Bede attempted to defend from a theological standpoint the decision of the Synod to replace the Celtic reckoning of Easter with that of the Romans. He tells us that the heathen Anglo-Saxons called the fourth month Easter month after their goddess Eostre. Bede says that Easter was one of the most important spring festivals among pre-Christian Germanic people, and that it was dedicated to the goddess Ostara or Eostre, whose name suggests east, and thus dawn and morning light. Bede records that the name of the festival was transferred to the celebration of Christ's resurrection when Anglo-Saxon and German heathens converted to Christianity. Scriptures warn that the name of pagan gods are not even to be spoken, yet each year in traditional Christian churches around the world, the name of a pagan fertility goddess is proclaimed with honor. I'm Richard Reeves with Just the Facts. For more information, contact Partakers Publications, Post Office Box 23031, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227, or visit our website at www.toolong.com.
We're back. This is Pastor Dan and
Linda Catlin.
And you're listening to Science Branch Prophecy Hour on the American Voice Radio Network. But before I follow up on what we were talking about before break, Frank made a comment. He said, when the people cannot protect themselves, what will they do? They will run to the government for protection. The government does nothing for nothing, and this is the plan to make the people cry to the government that oppresses them. And he made the comment, free choices. And Frank's absolutely right. And yes, and he also threw in there about Satan. And you're also right about that, Frank. He made the comment that in order for Satan to rule, it must be voluntarily. And that's the thing that the people miss about the mark of the beast when they talk about the, now I'm not for a forced vaccine in any way, shape, or form, but it is not the mark of the beast, nor is anything that is forced, because the mark of the beast has to do also with a voluntary act of worship of the beast, that you're worshiping him, and it is a sign that you are worshiping him. It's not the vaccine, folks. It really isn't. But it goes back to this. You really, really should be getting prepared. People are going to be without jobs like you wouldn't believe it.
Oh, yeah.
In fact, what's that? Romney. Mitt Romney made a proposal I heard today. He wants to give for every family that has a minor child at their house, they want to give $350 per child. Now, well, on one hand, you might say, oh, well, that's a good deal. No, that is not a good deal. It is a rotten deal, because what they're trying to do is they're trying to destroy the economy. They're trying to get you to stay home. They're trying to control you. If they can give you $350 per child, you think that you're going to vote those people out when they're giving you, that might be, if you got 10 children, look how much money that is. You know,
right.
Or even a couple of children. That's two children is $700 a month.
And what about all the elderly that's living on $600-$700 on Social Security that need help? They don't care about them people.
No, they want them to die off. In fact, Obama's healthcare guy, one of the main guys that wrote some of the Obamacare bill that which by the way they're bringing Obamacare back. Doesn't believe that you should live past, if you're 70 years old, past that, you're useless.
Well, and my doctor, Biden doing in the White House, he's 78.
He's an elite. He is an elite. See, there's a difference.
Oh, I forgot. What's good for one is not good for them.
No. Well, you're right. They're not. It's not. It's not. They're elites. They can do what they want. They're talking about us peons. You should be dead by 65 or 70. You know, that's what they honestly believe. Honestly believe. They don't want you alive. Why do you think they didn't tinkers anything about the, like in New York, where they killed off all the people in the rest homes in different places? You know, they don't matter. They're too old. They're in a rest home. Got it? You know? So, it doesn't matter. We are just peons. And it's getting there. It's just like oil. They don't want us to have, they're going to shut down the oil industry in the United States. They want us to buy from other countries.
Actually, I read something, or you told me something about they want to get rid of all gas-powered engines and do it all electric by 2030.
Yeah, that's a mandate for California, but they want to do it all broadly. That's what they want.
And people, as well as they want no one to own anything. They want no personal property for anybody. They're trying to get that accomplished by 2030. So we need to stand up.
Well, either you need to stand up, but at this point, who's going to stand up unless you go to war? You really do have to fight. The only place that you can fight right now is in your local governments.
Right.
Believe me, your governorships, you need to get involved with local elections, and maybe that will help. Maybe. But it still goes back to this. You need to prepare, because at some point, this is going to happen.
Right?
It's absolute.
It's going to manifest.
It's absolute. It's
happening behind doors, but it is going to manifest.
Well, while we say that it's happening behind doors, we were revealed when Trump came into office what was really happening, and you can just open your eyes and look.
And they don't want to.
Well, people were too busy, you know, playing on their computers. They're too busy going to the coffee shop and all those things, and they want it to all stay that way. But if you want Messiah to come back, the trouble has to come first. Now, I'll tell you what, there is some things that you can do. I have been monitoring, and I've talked to people, put back since I started, you know, with helping out the Prophecy Club and everything. I've talked to people that have moved, like people moved to the Rocky Mountains. That one family moved there to the side of the Rocky Mountains facing, you know, California, because they said that the father told them there to go to prepare a place of refuge so that when California is burning, that they can help the Christians that are coming up the mountain getting away from the fires and everything. And so that's place. And I've heard of other places. There is one open place, and right now, you know, you can go talk to them. That's at arkhaven.org, and he's been on the program a lot of times. This is what they're doing. This says, it's division. In a time of social and spiritual breakdown of American society, God is calling multitudes of Christians to the Ozarks and other safe havens around the world who are prepared to survive and serve so they can spread the gospel. The where to prepare is in safe havens around the world, such as the Ozarks. As we see the prophetic end times rapidly approaching us, we need to prepare with more intensity. I agree with them on that. Intentional Neighbors, or the Ark Haven Vision, is to prepare Christians physically, mentally, and especially spiritually for these prophetic and tumultuous end times. Thousands are going to the Ozarks in Arkansas and Missouri, where even the CIA says is one of the safest places on earth, because it's just one great big mountain thing, and it's oblivious to floods and earthquakes and everything. Anyway, and so the intentional neighbors concepts allows Christians to own adjacent land to each other and provide mutual aid to each other, to their neighbors. Loving our neighbors as ourselves is not just a nice saying, they say. The community is exploding, even with nurses, a doctor, and other professionals. If you can't afford a house, you can even rent a house. So this might be a consideration, folks. If you're interested in Ark Haven, go out and over there and talk to them at arkhaven.org, or call 479-502-1789, 479-502-1789. If you call over there or visit with them, tell them that Pastor Dan sent you. And anyway, and they'll be back on the program. In fact, Randy, the guy that was, not Randy, his name's Scott. Yeah, Scott was on the program a few weeks ago, and he was talking about it. Anyway, so now then, anyway, now here's another scary one. The Pentagon orders a pause across the military to address extremism, white supremacy in its rank. Now, look, they're going after anybody white. They've twisted this around to a racial issue. Oh, gee, what was in that thing? You should have said nation against nation, which meant race against race. So they're creating, they're blowing up this thing about white supremacy. So the Pentagon has ordered a pause in military things for a little while to address white supremacy in its ranks. There may be cultural issues we have to deal with here, the Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby says. Read this a little bit.
Okay, the Pentagon has announced a military-wide pause to allow commanders and troops to address extremists and white supremacy within the ranks. The move comes after reports that current and former service members were involved in the January 6th Capitol riot. Lloyd Austin, the first black defense secretary who recently took over the Pentagon, at the Pentagon, directed each military branch to stand down at some point within the next 60 days to discuss the threat from extremists, and said the Pentagon Press Secretary, John Kirby. Austin delivered the directive Wednesday at a meeting of the branch's leaders that included the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, General Mark Milley, and Vice Chairman General John Hyten Kirby also said.
Yeah, amen. So there you have it. They want you to address white extremism. You know, I read the whole article. And then constantly coming out of the leftist news and everything, you're saying we ought to declare every Trump supporter, which are mostly white, they say. They're still on that, not realizing that there's so many Hispanics and blacks and other races all voted for
Trump. Silent majority. Oh, yeah.
Right. But the point is they are trying to point it out, and they want to call every Trump supporter a domestic terrorist. They said every Republican to be called a domestic terrorist. See, now they put all this rhetoric out, and they control the media. That's why talk radio is so important. You have to have independent voices like us and others that are willing to stand up and talk and tell you the truth. Now, you know, we put ourselves out there by doing it, so you should support people like us, but you should also be doing it yourself, because people are brainwashed by the media. And if you've never seen the movie 1984 by George Orwell, it is a must-see movie, because what went on in that movie is what's going on now. You need to see it. So they are trying to label us. They are doing it. So you need to make some plans. You need to get prepared for it to be rough. I believe that there's going to be some states that are like Florida being really, but Florida's only as good, just like our country was, as good as its leader. Right now, they have a great leader over there in Florida. He rejected calls to shut down their restaurants and everything, and there's no mask mandate over there or anything. Texas is also standing up, and they're suing about all the oil shutdowns and everything. So, I don't know. Our nation is on the verge of breaking apart. We're in a time of trouble. Repent is the key word here. The more you repent, the better the chances that we have. But you need to get right with the Father. You need to be about the Father's business. Let's go through some of these. Here's a whole bunch of Biden, I think it's something like 39 or something like that.
Executive orders.
That he's did. You know, he's did more executive orders since he's been in office than all the presidents combined. Period.
Really? And he's been in office how many days now?
I don't even want to go.
January 20th to February 4th?
21st.
What, 2 weeks? Something 3 weeks?
Like
wow.
Okay. Here's some of them. Go ahead.
15 days. Okay. Okay, number one, re-engaged with World Health Organization in the withdrawal process. He signed these on January 20th.
Okay, we don't need the dates. I just want you to read these one, and I'm going to say something about each one.
Okay.
Re-engaged with the World Health Organization. That's who? That's the one that lied to us and all those things, and Trump took us out of it. Well, now they're re-engaging and getting all these are to get things back prior to Trump.
Okay, create positive position of COVID-19 response coordinator.
Okay, and so that's to have somebody in charge of it. So they're putting a czar, one guy in charge of it, instead of doing the doctors and everything like Trump did. Okay.
Rejoin the Paris Climate Agreement.
Even some leftists have been honest and said that that's nothing but paying out money to the rest of the world from America. It'll crash us financially. But it also, even the United Nations said that even if America gets back, it isn't going to make any difference because America has the cleanest emissions in the world. And there's no reason for America to reengage.
Okay, revoke the permit for Keystone XL pipeline, pause energy leasing in...
That's Anwar province, where we opened up Anwar province, which has got some of the biggest oil. They don't even have to frack to get it. It's oil in Alaska, and it's in Anwar province. They had been wanting it opened up for years. Trump opened it up, but they're shutting it down. This is how they don't want us to be energy independent, want us to buy from foreign countries.
Ask agencies to extend eviction foreclosure moratoriums.
Moratoriums. That means what? That means people just can get away with not paying rent.
Live in the house for free. The owner still has to pay taxes and property taxes and repairs and all that, so they deserve to get paid their rent.
Well, right. And it's also another – see all these things? That's an incentive to not to try to go to work. I'm getting free rent. The government's giving me money every once in a while. They're increasing my food stamps. Hey, I can just sit down
and watch. The government's protecting me so the landlord can't kick me out, so I won't become homeless. I'll just stay home and take the money the government gives me.
Right.
Ask education department to extend student loan pause.
Stop. They're getting ready to, they're trying to get Biden to write an executive order and just wipe out student loan debt, which, you know, that's money that they owe the government legitimately. Okay. And for doing things like getting $120,000 to go study arts or something that isn't going to create a job.
Launch an incentive to advance radical equity.
Okay. Launch an initiative to advance racial equality, and end 1776 commission. See, that's because they have a thing coming out for rewriting history, and that's what communists do. And you folks, you should go look up the Communist Manifesto, but that's what communists do, is to wipe out your history. And the 1776 commission is a thing put up by Trump to keep us with real history and to teach it in our schools and everything. And so naturally they got rid of that.
Okay, revoke the order that aims to exclude undocumented immigrants from the census.
Right.
Okay. Preserve fortified DACA, which helps Dreamers.
Right. And they're planning on just making them all legal.
Require mass distancing in all federal property and by federal workers.
Right now, if you go to the federal courthouse and you do not wear a mask, they can arrest you. And Biden extended it to technically, I don't know how well he can get away with that, but to all trains, planes, everything, that any kind of public transportation, you have to wear a mask or you can get arrested. I don't know if that part of it's legal, but the one on federal property is, and that means any federal property. That could be a park. You go into a federal national park and you're not wearing a mask and you're outdoors and there's nobody around for 100 miles and they catch you not wearing a mask, you can be arrested.
Reversal travel ban targeting preliminary Muslim countries.
Yeah, in other words, they're letting all the Muslims back in.
Stop construction of the border wall.
They did that.
Combat discrimination on the basis of sexual orientation, gender identity.
That's actually flipping it around and making it never easy to get arrested.
Require ethics pledge for executive branch personnel.
Okay, stop. And that one on sexual and orientation means they open up the bathrooms to men.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Modernize and improve regulatory review.
And in other words, put the government in everything.
End harsh and extreme immigration enforcement.
Let them all in.
Extend protection from deportation from
Liberians in the United States. They were shut down. That's a Muslim country.
Revoke certain executive orders concerning federal regulations.
Right. Trump shut down a whole bunch of federal regulations, and that's how we got the companies to move back to America, and that means don't let them in.
Freeze any new or pending regulations. Fill supply shortfalls in fight of COVID-19 with Defense Production Act, other measures.
And by the way, people, you know, right now, this last week they checked it, and COVID infections and deaths and all that has went down 45%. And they actually admitted, they said it isn't because of the vaccine, because only 2% of the people have got the vaccine, but COVID is headed through the floor.
Increase FEMA reimbursement to states for National Guard.
That's because they're going to use more National
Guard. Establish COVID-19 pandemic testing board, expanding testing.
In other words, they want to force everybody into being tested.
Yeah, so they can give it to them on their test.
Right.
Bolster access to COVID-19 treatments and clinical care.
Goes along with that.
Improve collection analysts for COVID-19 related data.
Goes along with that.
Mount vaccination campaign, amid goals such as 100 million shots in 100 days.
They want to force you into it. But still, folks, even if you get the vaccine, you still have to wear a mask and all that. In other words, it really doesn't do a lot. But it's going down on its own. We don't have time for the rest of this. They did say they want to ask agencies to boost food aid, improve delivery of stimulus checks. See, they put plural in those checks. They plan on giving you more money. They really want to make you completely independent. There's a lot more in here. I didn't have time to go through them all. Well, I've read them all, but, we don't have time for them because there are 40 of them. Now let's go with this. You need to wake up to the reality of this is where we're at, folks. And I know you know, but I'm telling the people, you need to get to the reality of it's not Trump's America right now. I mean, this America is being almost instantly flipped around, They're adding new troops to D.C. and all these things. You must get prepared for the terrible times that are coming. Yeshua says, those that endure to the end, the same shall be saved. But we must learn to endure. You must get ready. So consider where you're at. You could move to the Ozarks. You could move to a small town. I suggest get out of Democrat-controlled coastal cities immediately. This is no joke, no laughing matter, unless, of course, you're a liberal and you want to live there with all their garbage.
Right, because now it's not we the people, it's we the Democrats.
Very good. We the Democrats. And that's what it is. And they want to enslave us. That's what they want to do, and that's what they're going to do. They're shutting down any free speech that you have. If you say, they want to make it illegal, if you say anything that disagrees with them, they want to be able to arrest you and shut you down. That's what they're saying right now. That's what communism does. Okay. Well, anyway, it's probably going to be a real big, good program, because we're going to talk about Bill Gates some in the next program with Frank, and about how Bill Gates is the biggest farmer in the country. And by the way, that's the one I'm really upset about.
Oh, boy, did he lose any money from the executive order that Biden signed all the farmers' money?
No, he doesn't get any money for that. No, actually, use your intelligence. Think about that. If the farmer goes out of business because he took $50 billion, Biden took $50 billion for farm aid away from the farmers. If they go broke and go out of business, then somebody's going to buy up the property. The person that's buying up all the property is Bill Gates. So he doesn't want any COVID relief. He's glad about it. But he is the largest owner of farmland in America right now. And why? He wants to supply. See, they want to supply the peons. They want you to come work like slaves. Communism in our fields. You have to work for us. You can't own any property.
Right.
Okay. Well, anyway, so we'll be talking about that when I come up with Frank, and I'm sure he'll have some great insights on it in the next program an hour from now. Wichita Mission Church. Folks, pray about supporting Wichita Mission Church. We really can use your help always, because you never know when something unexpected is coming, and I believe that everybody should have at least, and I'm not talking about the church, but I'm talking about you should have a year's supply of food if possible, or 6 months, or at least a couple of months enough to where you can get yourself to a place of figuring out something, because I believe there's going to be some national emergencies, whether it's going to be a virus or what it's going to be. There's going to be some things you need to be prepared. We also, yeah, the Wichita Mission Church, we need to stock up. Always, you know, we use food. We have to replace food. Can you think of anything you want to say?
They've already proved they'll stop at nothing, so if they're going to do what they're going to do, because nobody's brave enough to stand up and stop them. So.
Well, and I believe that there can be actual conflict, blood in the streets, when they come for the guns, and it looks like they're headed towards that path. Maybe not right now, maybe not this bill, but they're going to keep pushing and pushing and pushing and pushing until they do it. And guess what? We don't have any, very many, there's a few brave so-called Republicans over there in
But there's a whole lot of rhinos up there.
But most of them aren't. They're just a bunch of cowards, and they're not really there standing up for you. Most of them are there just to get rich and become an elite if they aren't already. So pray about support and talk radio. We can really use your help, because like now, you know, with this emergency that came up, amen, we had a couple of supporters that gave me the money to buy the equipment, and the equipment's on the way. I hope to be up fully running and have a first guest back next week. But, of course, Frank is a guest, and he has great insight on a lot of things. But pray about supporting Wichita Mission Church. Anything specific you would like to see besides we need large print King James Bibles quickly?
Yes, we need Bibles. And if anybody wants to help supply eggs, because I do egg sandwich snack bags every other Tuesday. So we, if you want to help with eggs and bread, that's a plus.
Well, amen. You know, that just last week you made a gravy and bread and eggs.
Yeah,
and so,
I made it for dinner.
Yeah, you made it for dinner. And so, you know, that's a lot of eggs. How many plates did you serve that day?
I'd have to look at the book, but it's been over 60 every time. 65, 71, 85, I don't know, but I've been going over 60. So.
Right, amen. So that's a good thing, eggs. That's, you live in the Wichita area, pray about it, but you can make a cash donation. You can donate online, you can, over the telephone, check or money order.
And you can find all that information at prophecyhour.com. That's prophecyhour.com.
Oh, is that the place? You know what? They can also find some contact information at wichitahomeless.com. Absolutely. And I'm still looking for somebody to fix a couple of websites and update them. Because I don't know how to do those kind of WordPress. Anyway, pray about supporting Wichita Mission Church. What? Anything else you got to say? You got about 20 seconds before I have to get rid of you.
Oh, just shalom. Have a good weekend. And
Sabbath. Have a great Sabbath.
Yeah, have a restful Sabbath.
Yeah.
My favorite day of the week.
Yeah, absolutely. If it wasn't for the Sabbath break, I'd just keep, yeah.
I used to have a hard time not doing nothing. Now I just pray for Friday night at dark to get here.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we got to go. You must remember there is only one true God. He is your Father. He's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. His Son is Yeshua HaMashiach. He gave his life for repentant sins, and he rose after 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. And through him, and only through him, is the way to the Father. And that 3 days and three nights is absolute. Even Paul said, anybody that preaches a different gospel than what we preach, preaches an antichrist. And Paul preached 3 days and three nights.
Remember, always be a blessing to others and pray for the peace of Jerusalem, because when you pray for the peace of Jerusalem, it's like praying for Messiah's return.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Lord our God, Father, King, Universe, ask in Yeshua HaMashiach's name that, Father, you'd bless and keep them, and that's your face would shine upon them, and that you'd be gracious to them and give them peace like no one or nothing else can. Until an hour from now, this is Pastor Dan saying goodbye and
shalom.
You've just heard the Messiah's Branch broadcast featuring Pastor Dan. To contact Dan on the internet, go to messiahsbranch.org. To write to Dan, send a note to Messiah's Branch, 230 West 4th Street, Florence, Kansas, 66851. Tune in next time from Messiah's Branch.